We'll do the Maimer in Mamorim Melukotim in Chelik Beis. This is the 29th Maimer. The Maimer is Hayesheves Baganim, which the Rebbe said in Shabbos Parsha Shmois, Chov Gimel Teves, Mevorchim HaChodesh Shvat, in the year Toshin Yud Gimel. And as pointed out over here in the note, that Chov Gimel Teves is the day the Alter Rebbe's Histalkus was on Matzoi Shabbos Kodesh of Shmois of the 23rd day to the Oyer, the night before the Chov Dalet Teves, which is the use of the language that Tzemach Tzedek describing the date. He associates the date to Motzei Shabbos Kodesh of Shmoyis Chov Gimel Or L'Chov Dalet Teves, and that Shabbos in Toshin Yud Gimel, when the Rebbe said the Maimer, was also the exact same Kviyas. There was Chov Gimel, was Shabbos, and the Rebbe brings the different places where this language is used by the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Rebbe further points to the Sicha in Likutei Sichas Chelek Tazayin, in which the Rebbe at length talks about the connection between the Parsha Shmois and the Chov Dalet Teves. And then in the next note, it says here that this was published on Chov Dalet Teves in the Kuntres Chov Dalet Teves in the year Tismach Tovshim Emches, and as it's written over there in the introduction of the Maimer, that publication, that in towards the 24th day of Teves, the day of the Histalkus Hilula of the Alter Rebbe, and so this was printed Motzei Shabbos Kodesh Shmoyis Chov Teves Nasakel Shnas Tovshim Emches. Okay. So this is the Maimer that the Rebbe said and was published later on, Tovshin Yud Gimel, and then later on it was published in Tovshin Mem Ches and checked over by the Rebbe and published in Tovshin Mem Ches. Saiti Dishmaya, Shabbos Parsha Shmois, Chav Gimel Teves, Mevorchim Achei Dishvat, Hei Tovshin Yud Gimel. So begins with the Pasik, Hayoyishevez Baganim Goimer, the Pasik Yishir Hashirim, where it says, the one who sits in the gardens, as he's going to explain that the gardens are Gan Eden HaElyon, Gan Eden HaTachton, Yishevez, the Sviras HaMalchus, which comes down into the Ganim. Further, the pasuk continues over there that Berach Doidi al Horei Besomim. My Doidi, my beloved, has run to the mountains of Besomim. And as we'll see, that going to explain later on what these Horei Besomim are. This is the Giluyim of Le'asid Lavi, which is higher than the Ganim, the Giluyim of the Ganit. So, it says, Mevayed Admur Barashab Nishmos Eden Bima Mori Divra Maschel Zeh. So the Rebbe Rashab in the Maimer that begins with this heading from Hashem's Baganim, Shomre B'chov Dalet Teves. He said this Maimer on the 24th day of Teves, Yoim HaHilula, the Admur HaZoken, on the Yortzeit, on the Hilula of the Alter Rebbe, on Chov Dalet Teves. That's the connection to Chov Dalet Teves that the Rebbe is saying this Maimer, Shah Yeshevez Baganim, Medaber Bahagilui de Gan Eden. That Yeshevez Baganim talks about the revelation that is in Gan Eden. And in Gan Eden, you have one level of Giluyim, And that's what the Pasuk Yeshavas Baganim is talking about. And the fact that it says Ganim, the revelations that is in the Gan Edens, Ganim Loshon Rabim Haim Gan Eden HaTachten V'Gan Eden HaElyon. So that is the Gan Eden, the both levels of Gan Eden, the upper, the lower level of Gan Eden, and the upper level of Gan Eden. Shehem Bibriya Yitzira Asiyot. That's in the level of Biyah, the Gan Edens. And he says in the parentheses that Gan Eden HaTachten is Ba'asiyah, the Gan Eden HaElyon Bibriya, that the upper level of Gan Eden is in Asiyah, the lower level is in Asiyah, the lower level of Gan Eden, and the upper level of Gan Eden is in Bria. Now he doesn't talk here about in Yitzira. He brings down from the Eira Torah over here, and he says, look at the Gilion over there, because sometimes it says that the Gan Eden HaTachten is in Yitzira. But nevertheless, these are the Ganim, both in Asiyah and in Bria. So Yeshev is by Ganim, Hainu. What does it mean, sitting in the Ganim, sitting in the level of Gan Eden HaTachten, Gan Eden HaElyon? Hainu Malchus, the Atzilus, that is referencing the Malchus, the Atzilus, Shemitzamtzemes Atzmo Leisha Behaganim. That contracts itself, restricts itself to descend and sit in the gardens. That's talking about the gilui of the Ein Sof that is revealed inside of the Ganim. Obrach doidit. So that's the first level. That's the level of Shavas Baganim. Obrach doidit goymer al horei besomim. And when it says that Brach Doidi, go, run, my beloved, on the mountains of Besomim, that's a higher level than the level of Gan Eden. The mountains of Besomim is Medaber Bahagilu Delosilove. That talks about the revelation that will be in the future to come. Shehu Naila Harbe Yisr, which is much greater. Not just greater, Va'at Be'en Aruch, it is uncomparably greater than the revelation Gan Eden. The revelation that will be in the future to come is a much higher level than the revelation of Gan Eden. And the reason is, there's a whole other level of revelation. It's Memalo Kol Ha'Almim versus Sevil Kol Ha'Almim. Da Gilui de Gan Eden, the revelation of Gan Eden, Hu Oyed HaMemalei, that's the light that fills the world. The revelation of the future to come, that's the level of the light that surrounds the world. And that's why the Pasuk says, Zo Mashakosu Brach. That's why it says to run, Goymer al Horei Besomim. So when it talks about the mountains of Besomim, it talks about the Gilui of Lo'osi Lovei, he says you have to run. Brach, davke to run. Brach means that you go to the level that we reach lost in love in a way that you got to run there, because there's a big jump. It's not a gradual elevation from Gan Eden HaElyon to the level of Horei Besomim. You have to have a level of Brach that you have to run there, because this is a jump. It's a Ein Aruch. It's a uncomparable relationship to the previous light. Shahaliyah mehagilu de Gan Eden, because the elevation from the revelation that is in Gan Eden, lahagilu de laosid love, to the revelation that comes in the future to come, hibederech bericha vidiluk, it's in a way of running and jumping over. Shaloi beseder vehadroga, not in an orderly and step-by-step level from Memale, from Gan Eden to La'osid Lovei, has to be in a way of Brach, to run in a non-orderly step by step, but a jump in the way of a running to the higher Madrega. And yet, while it is incomparably higher, you first have to go through the steps of Gan Eden Elyon, V'malu Kol Almim, and only afterwards can you come to the Brach Doidi. You have to come to Yosheves Baganim, and then eventually reach to the level of the Hori B'Shamim. Bavav Yikain, and still, D'chdei Lekabel Gilui Oir HaSev of the Losi Lovi, in order to receive the revelation of the light of Seviv in the future to come, Udavke Alidei Kedimus HaGilui De'er HaMemala Shebegan Eden, that it comes Davke through the introduction of the light of Memala in Gan Eden. V'zehu, and that's why the order of the Pasuk is HaYeshevez Baganim. First, the one that sits in the gardens of Malo Kolam, and then later on, Brach Doidi Goymer Alorim Bisomim. Then you come to the level of Brach Doidi, go on the mountains of Bisomim. So, B'tchila Tzorich Liyis Aigilui Doi Sheves Baganim. First, there needs to be the revelation in Baganim, in the Malo Kolam. They said, Davke Magim, and Davke, that way you reach, B'derech B'richa B'dilek, in a way of running and jumping over lahagilu the Hari B'Samim to the revelations of the mountains of B'Sam. Obiyuroyinian base. And to understand the difference here between these giluim of Memale Kol Almim and Sevev Kol Almim. Hine hachiluk ben Eir haMemale laEir haSevev Hu. So the difference between the light which comes down to fill the world and the level of Memale Kol Almim to the light of Seviv, who? The Oir HaSeviv, who Oir Poshut. The light that surrounds is a simple, non-split up, non-divided light. But the Oir HaMemale, but the light that comes to fill the world, Bobis Chalks, that comes in a way of partition. It's divided up. Oir haChochma, Oir haChesed. Already the light is a light of Chochma, there's a light of Chesed. The light of Chochma goes into the Kli haChochma, the light of Chesed goes into the Kli haChesed, V'chulu, etc. So, what we're saying over here is the Maimer explains that the Hischalkus is not only in the Kelim, that there is Chochma and Chesed, but also the Oir, that HaChochma, the Oir HaChesed already have his Chalkus. Mavur, B'maymer HaNal. So it's explained in the above Maymer, the Mezeh She Oir HaMemale Bo B'his Chalkus. The fact that the light of Memale comes down in a way that it's split up in the different Kalim in which you dress up, Af Sheha Hischalkus Bepoil, He Al Yidei Shemislavish Bakalim. How does the actual Oir split? That is when it dresses up in the Kalim. When the Oir dresses up in the Kalim, that's when the Oir gets its Tziur, gets its Hischalkus, when it dresses up in the Kalim. So, notwithstanding that the Oir, before it dresses up in the Keli, doesn't have yet that Hischalkus Bepoil, and it's only through the dressing up in the Keli, Hechrech Loimar, but we still have to say, Chagam Beho Oir Atzmai, that even in the Oir itself, Nehislap Shuse Bekelim, before it dresses up in the Kelim, Yesh Shayichus Li Hischalkus, it is connected to that splitting up. While the Poel Mamish Hischalkus takes place when it dresses up in the Kelim, but there's also a connection to Hischalkus already in the air before it dresses up. Dehine, the Pardes Mevuer, in the Pardes it's explained, the Schalkus, the Schalkus, Nase Be'oir, Al Yidei Slapshuse Bikelim. Over there it says that what the Schalkus that takes place in the Oir by dressing up in the Kelim. So, but there he tries to say that the Oir itself is not affected so much in the Oir itself. The Ischalkus that takes place in the Oir when it dresses up in the Kelim is not so much in the Oir, but Hurag ben Egelu Pulose. That Ischalkus is what the act of what the Oir accomplishes. In what way he impacts in the created, in the created being. That when the oil dresses up in the vessels of chesed, then he impacts an act of kindness. So the oil changes. The change in the oir is what the oir accomplishes. That being dressed up in the kli hachesed, in the kli, it impacts chesed. But what he explains there in the pardes, avol oir atzmai, but the oir itself, nishar b'pshitus shaloi, remains in its simplicity, not mitsuyer, not shaped by the chesed. So, if according to that, you might say that there is no ischalkus in the oir at all. You might learn like that. So according to this, we could possibly say that the oir on its own, before it dresses up in kelim, he is totally simple, no shape, no formation. He has no connection to any division, dividing it up? No, it's not. What would be the marshal for this? But we're trying to say that even in the Oir, the Rebbe is going to bring out that even in the Oir, there is a connection to Ischalkus already. But you could possibly say, the way we learn the Pashtus in the Pardes, that the difference is only in what it accomplishes. So he says, okay, marshal, Oir HaShemesh. Say, for example, the light of the Shemesh, Amuva B'Pardes, brother in the Pardes, the Im HaYoseish, Im HaYoseish Mitzad Atzmai Oir Poshut. Although this light of the sun on its own is a simple, not formed, shaped light. Sharei Oir Hu Me'ein HaMoir V'Dovuk B'HaMoir. Because the light is similar to the luminary from where it comes from, and it's connected to the moir, and the moir is not shaped, and also the light isn't shaped. It's an er poshut. It's a simple mikol mokoyim. But yet kshemeir al yidei zechuchis levano aduma o yiruka, when the sun shines through a white glass, a red one, a green one, so then it appears, the sun appears red, white, red or green. That's the look, and it works according to the color of the keli. So maybe we would say the same thing is by the spheres, that the oir, just like the marshal by the Shemesh, that the Oir has no partition, no Ischalkus, there's only Pshitas over there. That this is not a sufficient explanation to say that the Oir HaMimale is also, that dresses up in the Kelim, also has no ischalkus. Sharei yidua It's not sufficient. Do a deira sheivav gam kshemed b'teicha keli, that the light of sheivav, even when it does shine in the kelim, ein hakeli poyil b'yishinui, so the keli does not impact any change in the deira sheivav. Afilu sheyiye rak nire kifeifin hakeli. It doesn't even impact that the light of the Sevev, when it dresses up in the Keli, so that light appears like the way the Keli. By the Eira Sevev, that doesn't happen. Kamuva Gamba Maimer Hanal, as also brought down in the above Maimer, from the Rebbe Rashab, Shoha Oir the Atik Gam Kshomoyishu Hudim Shoch Bezo, who have been as Pshitus, that the Oir of Atik, even as it extends into Zeirampin, into Zoho, is still Bukhinas Pshitus. It still remains in the level of Pshitus. It has not changed even in the appearance of what it looks like. So, Omizemuchach. So, what's the difference then between Oir HaSevev and Oir HaMemalei? If we're saying by the Oir HaSevev, over there is no impact of the Keli, even in the appearance that the Oir sort of appears that way, it doesn't change. So this is evident. That this, that the light and Mamali, that dresses up, and through the Kalim it gets the shape and divided up. Okay, not in its essence, but it does, but at least there is a change that we say that this is a different Pa'ula. When it dresses up in Chesed and Chochmah, it becomes the Memale of that Keli. Is because that light gam lifnei yislapshusei by kelim who begeder his chalkus. So even before he dresses up in the kelim, he is in a level of his chalkus, and that's why he comes down and the glass and the keli sort of can shape him, that he should appear in such a way, is because it has somewhat of a tzir. So this is the difference between the Oir HaMemale and the Oir HaSevev that he wants to explain here, that the Oir HaSevev is total pshitus before it gets up in the Keli. And even dressing up in the Keli doesn't cause it even to appear as a change, because there is no tzir in Ischalkus in the Oir at all. Since there is a change in the impact, the way it poil, and in the color, the way it looks after dressing up in the kelim, it means that there is a little bit of a, that there's also, before he slaps the kelim, there is a gather of his chalkus, it's still divided up. Gimel, the idea is, the Oir HaKav, when we talk about the Oir HaKav, which is the difference between the level of Memale and Sevev, Oir HaKav, the Oir HaMemale, who Bechlal Oir HaKav. So when we talk about the Oir, which is Memale Kul Alim, that's the line, the Kav, that the Ebershter was Mamshich, after the Tzimtzum and Cholol Mokim Ponui, there is the Oir HaKav, which is considered the Mamalukwam. How did it extend? How does it come down? It came down through the Tzimtzum. Shehi Hamshocha Shabederech Dilul. That's a Hamshocha, which is in a way to jump over. The Inyan Tzimtzum, the Inyan HaTzimtzum, Tzimtzum Rishayin. What is the idea of the Tzimtzum? I'm talking about the first Tzimtzum. In the beginning, the Oir Hoyo Memale Kol HaCholol, And then there was a tzimtzum, the tzimtzum arishin hu sha'oir sha'oyah tekhila. The light that was there in the beginning, nis'al im legabri, was totally hidden, v'nishar cholol u'mokim ponu. What remained is a hollow, empty space, because the oir was restricted and it no longer shined. And then, umikivon shahamshocha shalachadeze, since the hamshocha that follows the kav that followed after that simtum, hila achre his almus, hefseka oir legamri, it was the obscurity, the interruption. There's no more light. So there was an interruption, a tzimtzum. So, and then your mamshich the kav, hare hamshocha shel achri zeh. So that means what comes is b'derech dilut. It jumped over because there was his almus, there was no light, it was a cholol makom poni. So v'hagam, but although the fact that we're saying that there was a total interruption of the light, but l'chayre, that's not really what happened, because even when the light was nis'alem, the tzimtzum, there still remained a reshimu. V'agam, and although, shagam be'ez ha'tzimtzum, even at the time of that restriction, when there was this almus from the oir that was memali, kolachol, there was that nisha rishimu kimavur b'kam b'kaymus, as explained in many places, there was a mark left over. So there wasn't a total helem, there wasn't a total hefsek, because there was a mark, there was a rishimu b'kamuvur gam b'maymer hanal, as also brought down the maymer of above. The cholol lav davke, when it says hollow, is not necessarily mean totally hollow. But it was left over. A mark. So how come we're saying that there's a total, it's a hefsek, it's a diluk, it's a total hefsek? But the Rebbe explains now, the concept of this mark is a hidden power. As it's known, the inyan hashimu hu koyach hagvul shebein sof. The idea of the rishimu, that's the power of gvul, which is in the sof, which is the shreidish hakelim, the root of the kelim. So basically, what we're talking about over here is power of Gevul and Ainsov, the Sheresh HaKelim, comes from the Rishimu. But as far as Giluyim, as light, it was a total hefsek. Avo binyan oir v'gilui, but with regards to the idea of light and revelation, Hatzimtzum hu siluk vis almos legamri. The Tzimtzum is a removal, a total blockage. There was no oir, no revelation. And therefore, the Amshocha Sa'ir shall achar ha'tzimtzum. The Amshocha Sa'ir comes after the tzimtzum. The Amshocha b'derech dilug is Amshocha that jumped over. There is no oir, and then you mamshich the kav. And therefore, gam hadveik is the eir hakav. Hidveik is shall yidei hefsek. So therefore, also the connection, the dveikis of the light of the kav is not a direct connection. It's a dveikis that comes through an interruption. It's not an actual connection because there was an interruption. And that's why it is not in the level of light and such a great revelation. That's why we have, even in the Eiram Mal, we have Ischalkus. As for example, we see that when you get through an interruption, the connection that is through an interruption is not such a connection like we see, by example, the life force, the energy which is in the here. It's not comparable to the chayis of the limbs. Shehu chayis umitzumtzum biyoseh. The chayis, which is in the here, is a very contracted chayis. But to the extent when you cut the hair, you don't feel any pain. Because the way they are extend from the brain, the chayis that comes from the brain, from the moyach, comes through the hefsek, an interruption of the skull, the gulgulus. So that connection, it comes through the interruption, through the gulgulus. Similarly, is also in the nimshal, in the example that we give for above, the oir hasevev, the chilik between the oir hasevev and the oir hamamali, the oir hasevev, the light of the sevev kol alma kiv on shaham shachosei bimekoyrei. Since the way it extends from its source, udvekusim bimekoyre, and its connection to its source, hushaloi ali dehefsek, is not through an interruption. The oira seviv also comes down after there was the tzimtzum. Why are we saying that the oira seviv comes shaloi ali dehefsek? Hagam shagam oir hasoyev who oir shenimshach la'acharei hatzimtzum. Even though the light of soyev is the light that extends after the tzimtzum. First it was the tzimtzum akompani. Hare yedua, but it's known that shepeulas hatzimtzum be'oir hasoyev, the impact of the tzimtzum in the light of the soyev he be'iker. Loi b'negeya la'oir gufa, that is mainly not in the oir, that there was an impact on the oir in sof of the seviv. Ki im shelo yoir b'gilui b'pnimius, it's only that it should not, the impact that it doesn't shine openly in an inner v'rag b'b'chinas makiv v'seviv, only in a way of surrounding and circling. There's a different, the impact of the tzimtzum and the light of the seviv and the malid. With regards to the seviv, the tzimtzum did not impact the quality of the oir. The tzimtzum impacted only that oir should not come down in an inner, not seviv makiv, as opposed to by the oir hamamali, hatzimtzum hu benegeil ha'oir atzme. By the oir hamamali, the tzimtzum impacted that it restricted the oir itself, which means aliday had tzimtzum nimshach v'nishave oir kozeh shaloi hayo koydem. Through the tzimtzum, there was created such a light that was not there before. Nashein kein pulas had tzimtzum ba'oir ha'seviv hi, the impact of the tzimtzum and the light of seviv is kenal sheyiye bebchinas makiv v'seviv, that it should be in a way of makiv v'seviv. That's a way to come down, not a impact that the light should become, the oir should be affected. Aval oir atzmei, the oir itself, einoi oir shenishava achakach, it's not a light that was created after the tzimtzum. But rather, that's the gilu of the Nesof from before the tzimtzum. It's a gilu shaloi ali they have sick. It's a revelation that not through the interruption. Malikul almi is a new oir that has been created after the hefsek. Through the hefsek, there was dam shachas akav later on, but the level of Sevim Kulamim was the level of before. The only impact of the Tzimtzum is that it should not come down in a Pnimis, but only in a way of Makiv. Lachain. And that's why the level of Sevim Kulamim, who Oir Vigilu Mamish, would say, light and a Mamish revelation, Dugmas Chayi Seivorim. That is the compared, similar to the Chayi Seivorim. Not the chayis of the sidus, which comes through the skull, but a direct light of the evorim. Ve'enei begeder tziur v'yischalkus, and it is not defined by any shape, or any dividing mashe. As opposed to the light of Mimali, which is the Eirakav, how does that extend from the Eirin Sof? And how is it connected in Sof? That is through the interruption of the Tzimtzum. That is not in such a revealed manner, ki'im bedugmas chayis hasaidus, that's similar to the energy that comes in the here, v'lochein hu begeder hischalkus, that's why the oir itself is defined by hischalkus, which means, not mamash hischalkus, hainu shal yidei hislap shusir bikelim, that is through the oiris dressing up in the kelim, yehoir nira kifayfin akeli. So the oir should appear like the keli. So that means that the light of the memale has already a shaykhes and a little bit of a tsiyur, so that when it dresses up in the kelim, it should appear like the kelim. Ois dalet. V'zeh sheho aliyah mehagilui degan eden lehagilui dele osid lovei. So this that we're saying, that the revelation, the elevation from the Gan Eden, as we say, Hayyosheves Baganim. So the Hayyosheves Baganim is the level of the Oir that is in Gan Eden. And from Hayyosheves Gan Eden, we're going to Brach Doidi. That's to the level of Seviv Kol Almim. So now we understand, because we explained the difference between the Oir HaMemale that comes through the Tzimtzum of Siluk and the Oir HaSevev, which stays Dovuk in the Moir, it's only so that it can come down into the Kelim, but the Oir remains the same. So therefore, when you go up from Yeshavas Beganim, Shoha Aliyah Mehagilui de Gan Eden, from the revelation of Gan Eden, Lehagilui de Laosid Lovei, to the Gilui, which will be in the future to come, He Bederech Bericho, it's in a way of Bericho, you have to run in a way of Diluk. Moishin is Ba'er Il Bascholos HaMaimer. As explained earlier in the beginning of the Maimer Diyuk, Haloshem Berach Goymer Al Horei Besomim, the specific language that it says Berach Ron on the Horei Besomim, which was the level of Seviv Kolam of La'osid Lovei, is the Loshen is Berach Davka. Loshen is Davka Berach Ron. Why? Kivon shehachiluk shebein oir hamemali hagilu degan eden. Since the difference between the light that comes down to fill the worlds, which is the level of Gan Eden, hayeshaves baganim leoir hasoiviv, to the light of the soiviv, which is the gilui, the losid lovei, the gilu of losid lovei. So the difference between them, Huloy rak ze she'oir hamemale bo bizchalkus al yidei hakilu. It's not only in the fact that the light of memale through the kelim has brought down from the pardes before, that when it comes down in the kelim, there is a chiluk in the oir itself, so the oir hamemale bo bizchalkus. And Mashenki in the Eir HaSoiviv doesn't even have that level of Ischalkus. Hello. But what we explained before, there's a difference in the way they come down from their source. The oir hamimale nimshach al yidei hefsek hatzimtzum. The light of the mimale comes through the interruption of the tzimtzum. Mashenkin oir haseivev, as opposed to the oir haseivev. So we see that the oir is bechlal on a much higher madrege. Harei muvan, so it's understood. Shachi luk shebeineyem uchi luk shebein areich. It's understood that the difference between the oir hamemale and the oir haseviv is an infinite, is an ein areich. There's no comparison to these oiris. And the lochein, since it's a ein areich, Ha'aliyah mehagilui de Gan Eden, oir hamemale lehagilui de la'osid lo ve'oir haseviv. That's why the aliyah has to be also in a way of bericha, in a way of running, in a way of diluk. The kemoi sham shochas oir hakav meir in sof shalifne hatzimtzum, because the same way as the oir hakav, the oir hamemale, comes down into the world, it has to go through a tzimtzum. The kemoi sham shochas oir hakav meir in sof shalifne hatzimtzum. It's in a way of diluk because it comes down into this world. It goes through a diluk from the tzimtzum. So kain gam ho aliyam oir hamemali. So when we need to go up from the ganim, from the oir hamemali, oir hakav, which is the oir hakav le oir hasoyev, to the higher level, to the level of hore besomim le oir hasoyev. Shehu agilui the Eirin Sof shalifnei hatzimtzum, which is the light, the revelation of the Eirin Sof, which is before the tzimtzum. Ibederech bricha shaloi b'seder v'hadroge. So it's in a way of running and not in an orderly way. I say, Amnom im ayoisha agilui de Gan Eden hu be'ein arich. So while the revelation of Gan Eden is incomparable at all to the light of the future, you still need the light of Gan Eden as a preparation to get to the light of Le'osid Lovei. Afal Pikein Hagilu de Gan Eden hi hagdoma, that is an introduction. Shal yode davke magim lahagilu de laos davke, through the gilu of Gan Eden can we reach the level of revelation of laos through hayyeshavas baganim. We can come also to the level of hore besomim, to the level of the osik. So why do we need the gilui of memale before we can come to the gilui of sefer? For inyan hu, the idea is we can see the hine koidem yud gimul midas harachamim, before we say keil erech apayim, the 13 attributes of mercy. He said Hashem, Hashem. It's not just Hashem, Hashem, but there is a interruption. Hashem, the trop, the cantillation stop, there's a stop there, and then Hashem, which means these are two different madrigas in the level of Yudke Vovke, the Shem Havaye de Le'elo, and the Shem Havaya Dilitata, and there is a trop, a tam, which is a tzimtzum in between them. Havaya, Havaya, upsik taima begavayu, and there is an interruption of a tam in between them. V'yadua, and it's known, Havaya ha'alef hu havaya dileilo. One, the first havaya, that's the higher level of havaya, which is the shem havaya shebe'irin soif shalif nehatzimtzum. That's the name of havaya which is in the Ein Sof, that is before the tzimtzum. V'havaya habeis, and the second havaya, hu havaya deletato, that's the lower level of havaya, which is the shem havaya shebe'oir hakav. That's the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is in the light of the kav of Memalei Kol Alamin. So the first one is the havaya of lifnei hatzimtzum, and the second one is in the kav, which is achrei hatzimtzum. Upsik time of begavaya, and you have the interruption of the tam that says havaya, stop havaya, who have sekat simtzum shebein eir ein sof leoir hakav. That is the interruption of the simtzum, of the restriction that comes in between the eir ein sof, the first havaya leoir hakav, to the eir hakav, to the second havaya. A similar thing we also find in the Pasuk of Shema, which you have two times Hashem. You say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So you have the Hashem, and then you have an interruption, Elokeinu, that's the Tzimtzum, and then you have Hashem. Zehu gam mashekosu b'Pasuk Rishon d'Kriya Shema. This is also that which is written in the first Pasuk that we say in the reading of the Shema. We say, Hashem Elokeinu Havaya Havaya Elokeinu Havaya De Elokeinu Hu Hatzimtzum Shebein Havaya Dile'eilo. The Elokeinu is the restriction between the Havaya of above, the first Hashem in the Pasuk Oirin Sof Shalifnei Hatzimtzum, which represents the infinite light which is before the restriction, and v'havaya deletato, and the havaya Hashem Echad, which is after, which is the Oir HaKav, the Elokeinu, is the Tzimtzum that is in between them. Here, we're using the word, we're saying Hashem Elokeinu, that what is the Tzimtzum between Havaya and Havaya? It's not just Havaya Elokim Havaya, but Havaya Elokeinu. Davki Havaya Elokeinu, because once we say Elokeinu, it tilts towards Chesed, and that's why there can be a connection between the Havaya, the Leila, and the Latati. So it explains. And explains in the Maimer, Ma shekosuv Elokeinu bein beis Hashem is the Havaya. This that he says Elokeinu in between the two names of Havaya is, says Dafke Elokeinu. The Elokeinu, when we say Elokeinu, our God, as opposed to Mashenkin Elokim, as opposed to just saying Havaya Elokim, is im heyosei moira al midas hadin. Still, the name of Elokeinu, it's Elokim, still points to the measure of din, level of tzimtzum. But still, since it's Elokeinu, yesh boi hatoyo l'chesed l'rachamim, there is a tilting within the midas hadin to kindness and compassion. That's why it's Elokeinu. And that is the mechaber between through Elokeinu Davke, that is the connection that the revelation and the Shefa from Havaya of above should come down LaHavaya Deletato, to the Havaya of below. Yeshloi Mar Habiyur Bazem. So we can say the explanation is who al derech hayedua beinyan hakelim, similar to that which is known with regards to kelim. It explains how come The kelim were created after there was the siluk of the oir, and from the rishimo, from the mark that was left, that's the creation of the kelim. And then it was a nipshach mamshir, the kav, the oir hamemale into the kelim. So the question is, why did we need to be mesalik the oir first, and then mamshich the kav? We could have left enough oir as it came down later on in the kav, without having to remove first entirely and then being mamshich the kav again. And it's explained that if it was left the oir without having first removed, it could not be nimshach, it could not be the creation of the kelim. Only after the siluk, that there was the creation of the kelim, then this oir can be accepted by the kelim. Let's look inside. Api ha'ederech ha'idu b'inyan ha'kelim da'agam shebi'im ho'yon nishar mitchila. Oir hakav, if it would have remained in the beginning, the light of the kav without having been removed totally, lo yoyo efsher liyos ishavus hakelim, there would not be possible for the kelim to be created because of the light of the kav that would have remained. Umikomukoyim, and nevertheless, after the kelim were created, because there was a complete symptom, there was a siluk of the oir, they have the ability, they are able to receive the revelation of the light of the kav. Since their creation came about through the level of tzimtzum davke, b'derech siluk davke, lochein nishavu b'efen kozeh, that's why they were created in such a way, d'loy rak she'enom mizbatlim mehagiludoy rakav, not only do they not lose themselves, negate, become bottle because of the gilui that the Eir HaKav provides now. Once they were already created through the gilui, now that you have the kav there, so it's not only that they don't, that they're not misbattle, elo yisedo mizu, but it's even more than that, shegilu ha'oir hu al yidei hakelim davke. The kelim serve as the vehicle to bring about the gilu of the oir. So it's not only that the oir will not be mevatel the kelim once they were created already, the kelim through the level of helim, but they actually bring out the revelation of the oir through the kelim. Ki b'hatzimtzum shebederech siluk davke, because the tzimtzum, which was that the entire oir was removed, that's the derech siluk, the oir was removed, that reveals the etzem, the essence, which is higher than the geder, than the definition of gilui and helam of eres and kelim, of light and kelim, because there is no light, there is no expression over there. It's the essence that came about. V'lochein al yidei hatzimtzum b'derech siluk. That's why through this restriction that came in a way of siluk, the oir was removed. Naseh HaChibur, the Kelim Ve'eiris, that brought about that connection, that the Kelim and the Eiris are together now. The Kelim shine in the Eiris, and the Eiris are revealed through the Kelim. So this is known about the Kelim. So the Rebbe wants to explain the similar idea is with regards to the Kav, the Ganim, and the level of the Ein Sof, Lifnei HaTzimtzum, the level of Horei Besomim, Al Derech Zehu Gam B'negei El Eir HaKav. Similar, it's also with regards to the light of the Kav, the Memalei Del Gilui Dal Yidei Sha'am Shachosei Me'eir Ein Sof, Hoisai De HaTzimtzum Derech Siluk. Through the fact that this was drawn down in a way of the Tzimtzum, in a way of Siluk, Al Yidei Zeh Nase Be'eifen, so that way it was made in a way, the Loi Rak Shelo Yizbatel Al Yidei Hagilu De'eir Ein Sof Abligol. Not only shall the Eir HaKav, the Eir HaMemali, not become bottled, negated through the revelation of the Ein Sof Bli Gvul, Elo Yiseidu Mizu, but more than that, Shal Yodei Davke Yi Hagilu the Ein Sof, that it's Davke through the level of the Eir HaMemalei, Davke through the Ganim, Davke through the Kav, the Eir HaKav, that brings about the Gilui from the Eir Ein Sof HaSevev, which is because the creation of the Eir HaKav comes through a Tzimtzum Derech Siluk. That reveals in it the essence, and therefore it can connect with the Eir HaSevev, which is above. Mamshich b'hamaymer, so continues in the maymer, Da'al pi ha'mevuer b'mokim achad, that based on what it is explained elsewhere, that what is when we say Elokeinu means Eloka shalonu, our God, that is the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, that is by the person, because a person has a chelik of Hashem in him, so Elokeinu is the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, that's in the person. Delakav Shalonu Shem Havaye, that is the name of Havaye, Shabikol Echod Echod Mi Yisrael, which exists by each one and one of the Yidden. Chelek Havaye Amei, we say that his people are a chelek of Havaye. So that means that there is Havaye in every Yid. And that's the Elokeinu. So he says, so move on, then it will be even more understood why the Elokeinu mechaber beis Hashemus, that Elokeinu connects the Havaya. Elokeinu Havaya Echod, the two Havayas, the Havayas, the Leil, the Havayas, the Letato, it connects the two Shemus. Through the service of a Yid, and the four letters that are the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is in his soul, Nasa Hachibur the Beis Hashemes, that brings about the connection of the other two names. The name of Havaya, the Leil Havaya, the Tata, is through the Havaya, the service of the Yud Kei Vav Kei in Nefesh HaBot, which means Shabahavaya the Letato, that through the services the Yid in the lower level of Havaya, Meir Hagilui, the Havaya de Le'elo, there shines that revelation of the Havaya of the of above, the higher level of Havaya. So that comes through the Elokeinu, through the Shem Havaya, in the Nefesh HaOdom. He's going to explain now in the Avodah the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Rabbi Hashem explains over there the Inyan HaYud, the Shem Havaya Shebe Nefesh. What is the represented by the letter Yud of the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei in the soul? Yud represents bitl hu hanochas atzmusei, putting yourself away, putting your etzem away, as we're going to see, not just putting your logic away, and not just a calculated putting away, but your essence, you put it away for Hashem. Azer leik tzich avek ligabri, he puts himself totally away. He's out of the picture. He is a non-entity to elokus, to godliness. And he does not consider or take into account his intellect. Not only this. Not only in a case in which his intellect says differently, to follow the intellect, it concludes differently than appropriately of serving Hashem. That's not the only time when you don't listen to the Seichel. He doesn't consider this, that logically it doesn't make sense. He does it anyways, what he's supposed to do for Hashem. And that includes his intellect, and also that other people may make fun and say what he's doing is weird. Koilul gam ze, this also includes she'einem ischashish im ze she'yemru olov, he does not care that they're going to say about him she'hanogosu ye'epech ha'seichel, people will say that he's doing things contrary to logic. He's not reasonable, he's not logical in what he's doing that. But it's more than that. It's more than when we're saying putting yourself away is not just to do and not to be influenced or care about what people's, what your logic says and what people say. But there's more than that. This, that he puts himself away for godliness. It's not because of this that intellectually you know that you got to do sometimes things that are not intellectually sound. Not sichle mechayiv ken. Kimavur b'malkem achar, explained elsewhere. Sometimes you can do illogical things because this intellect tells you that certain things need to be illogical. That the seichel itself tells you, forces out that you know logically that there's certain things above logic. No, that's not why. But that would still be based on logic, that logic tells you that there are things that are beyond logic. Ki'im. But when we talk here about the yud, putting yourself away, hanochas atzmusei, ki'im, shemani yaches atzmoy lelikus, b'li shum cheshbeines, he puts himself away to godliness without any considerations, no calculation. So that's the level of yud, putting yourself away. In Avodah, in the Nefesh Ha'odom, the Yud Kevavke. Now we come to the level of the Hay. V'inyan ha-Hay Rishoyna, the first Hay, there's two Hays in the Yud Kevavke. The first Hay is Hu Ha-Hizboinanus, that is the reflection, the meditation. The person reflects Eich Shekol Ha-Giluyim Sheba'ilomis, how all revelations that come revealed in the worlds, that we are able to see things, the revelations of godliness in the world. Afilu hagilui disevev kol alma, even the revelation of the level that surrounds the world, the disevev kol alma. Umikol moshekein hagilui dememalik kol alma, and of course, for sure, the revelation of the memalik kol alma he realizes that Heim Rak Ha'ore Bilvad, they are merely a shine alone. Shenimshecho al yidei kamo v'kamo tzimtzumim, that has been drawn down through many, many restrictions. So what we see here isn't really the whole thing. This has already been restricted many times. Even the light of Soiviv and the shorter light of Memale, these are all a restricted light that we get. Baal Yideize, and through that realization, through that Hizboinenus, Naseloi Tsar B'Yoser, it becomes very uncomfortable. He is squeezed. Azvert im Zeyer Eng, it becomes very pressed, uncomfortable. He doesn't have the space because he's bothered by it. That's just realizing what the light in the world is, but especially when you consider your own situation and standing. When he reflects in his standing and in his personal situation, how far he is from godliness, realizes, what is taka the reason that the person can be on such a level far from godliness is because godliness is far from us, because godliness has been restricted to the level of Sebum Mali. Why does he find himself in this situation? Because of the light and the revelation that shines in the world in general, is only a contracted, restricted light. Shekol shahaore nimshaches lemato yeser, because as much and as all as this light extends lower, even lower, he miss some tzemes yeser, so it becomes more restricted. Because it's such a restriction of light, that's why he come lematzav kazeh, to his own personal study. Shemizeh, so knowing the general level of the gilui oir in this world, and also knowing his own personal level, it makes him very, very uncomfortable. It becomes even more uncomfortable. He becomes so uncomfortable, he doesn't find himself a place. He is so bothered, he's so troubled by it that he doesn't know where to do and what to go. The Rebbe adds, when can one reach such a level of his boininess? It's only if he had first a level of yud, if he had the hanochas at smusoi, then comes the hay. Yesh loimar, we can say, shebichdei sheyunach etzlein, in order as olzich opling, that it should really make sense and you should appreciate this really, this understanding and grasping where you are and how everything is so restricted. First, we need this subjugation of putting yourself away. Because since intellect on his own is a mitzias, it's an entity. It's an entity of seichel. In a mitzad ha seichel gufa, so just from the perspective of your seichel itself, so it is impossible that you should truly feel and should uplink, that it should fully appreciate truthfully to the extent also that this should make you uncomfortable. You can't really appreciate that extra kol hametzias the kol haishtauslus rochik chulu, how the all of the metzias is of the whole ishtauslus is really distance, it's far away, it's only ha'ore. Can't really feel that. Seichel itself, by definition, is a metzias. For that, we need the hakdama of the yud hanochas atzmus. Lo chen tzorich li yistchilo habitl da hanochas atzmus. That's why first you need the subjugation of putting yourself away, and as we said before, shelemailo mahaseichel, which is beyond seichel. It's not that seichel tells you that you have to put yourself away, but you're putting away your seichel and you're putting away yourself above seichel. Inyan hayud, the level of the yud, which is nekuda belevad, which is only a point. And this impacts also the seichel. Sheyasim la nekuda, that the seichel should fit the nekuda, that the seichel itself should be bottle, which is nekuda beheichla, the point of the nekuda in the heichel. Heichel in the bina, in the meditation, to get the level of the yud, the level of nekuda, the chokhmah, which is to have the nekuda impact the heichla, that the seichel should fit and become bottle. So that's the level of the yud and the hey. What's the level of the vav? Inyan havav in the nefesh od min avodas the vav, the shem havaya shebe nefesh, of the shem havaya in the nefesh who inyan eitzek ha-toyra. That's the idea of occupation of toyra. The la'achrei ha-hizboinenus, after the reflection that we have, which is the service of the first hay, as we said before, is the reflection how we are all so far that the giluim shechlolus hagiluim shebeilomis heimrakorim mitzum tzemes, that generally all revelations in the world are only a restricted shine. This makes him very uncomfortable. So what is the continuation? So what do you do with that? You yell out to Hashem when you are in a difficult position. That you cry out and you daven to Hashem, sheyiye hagilu da'atzmus oyir insof shalomaylo mahatzimtum, that this should be a revelation of the essence of the insof, which is higher than tzimtzum. You cry out, you want that revelation. So how are you going to get it? You get it by learning Torah. That's how you're going to get the oyir insof lomaylo mahatzimtum. That's the vav. So this brings the person to the occupation, to studying Torah. Through the study of Torah, you get the shine of the Atzmus Eidin Sof. The Hagam She'iraiso Mechokhmo Nafkes. How are we saying that you get Ein Sof when here we say that Torah comes from Chokhmah, and here we're saying that it's higher than Ishtalshlus, higher than the Yud? How do you do the Yud the Baal Ha'ilulu the Chavdal and Tevis? So it's known the precise language used here that is pointed out by the Baal Ha'ilu D'Alta Rebbe of Chav Dalet Teves, when the Maimer was said, or in conjunction with the Maimer was said, the Melosh in Zeh Atzmei, that this, from this language itself, that it says, Eiraisa Mechochma Nafkes, it goes out of Chochma Nafkes Dafke, that Torah went out of Chochma, move on, you can understand, Shashoydesh HaTorah, Hu Rotzun Elyein V'chulu, that the root of Torah is higher than Chochma. It's the supreme will, Hashem's will. Shalom Ailema Chochma, and it's Haidna Chochma. But the Torah comes out of the Chochma, which comes from the will of Hashem. Then it comes into Chochma, Mishom, He Nafkes, Bebchinas Kilui. And from there, from Chochma, it goes out in a revealed way in Torah. So that's why it's Chochmah. But the essence, it comes from the level of Ratzin, of Lemaila Mishtal. So that's the level of the Vav. The Inyan, Hey, Achreina, the Shem Havaya. Sheben Nefesh, what's the last Hey in the Shem Havaya Nefesh? Humaitse HaMitzvah. That represents the action of the mitzvahs. That comes after the service of the Vav. You need the Vav first, because first you need to learn Torah in order to know what to do. You can't do mitzvahs if you don't have the level of Torah. So Torah is the Vav, and then comes after the Avodah Vav the Torah. In order to fulfill the mitzvahs properly, tzorich leida es hamaisa asher yasi. You need to know what to do. So this is the yud k vav k. So now the Rebbe explains that while in the oisyos, the letter in the Shem Havaya, mitzvahs are lower, but yet we also realize that there is an advantage in the Maisa mitzvahs. Zion, the inei avsha avoided the Maisa mitzvahs, even though the service of Maisa mitzvahs. Ois Zayin. The Rebbe continues, V'hine av sheha avoido de maise hamitzvahs. He hei achroino. So as we explained before, in the level of Yudke Vovke in avoidas ha'odo, the level of Hey, the last Hey, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the Avodah Maisa Mitzvah. That's the last Hey, which is Shalemato Meisa Katoira Shuhu Havav, which is below the level of occupation of Torah, which is the Vav of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Vav comes before the Hey. So it would appear that the Maisa HaMitzvahs, that is the Hey, is on a lower level than the occupation of Torah. But the Rebbe will explain that while we had said earlier that even Torah, which comes from Chochmah, is based on Ratzin, but since it comes from such a Ratzin, which eventually comes down into Chochmah, that means that the level of Ratzin has already a shaychus to the level of Chochmah, as opposed to the level of Maisa HaMitzvahs, which comes down into the Gashmiyus over there of Asiya. Over there, the Ratzin is a Poshut, and it's a higher level of Ratzin. So, the Rebbe Harei Mizeh Gufa Muvon. So from this itself is understood that there is an advantage with mitzvahs with regards to Torah. Okay, mevuar barucha b'maimer hanal, as explained at length in the maimer of above, shahat Torah im heyoyish sheshar shoratzen elyon b'chulu, shalemaylo ma'achoch mekinal, that even though Torah, the root of Torah is Hashem's supreme will, which is higher from the level of Chochmah, as the Rebbe said earlier. But still, when we talk about the Rotzin of Torah, Haharei HaRotzin, the Torah Nislavish B'Chochmah, the Rotzin of Torah dressed up in Chochmah, the Mizeh Muchach, so from this it's evident Sherotzin Zeh Gam Lipnei Hislavish Shusay. Bechokhma, even before it dresses up in Chokhma, who rotsin shemurchov beizadavar, it's a rotsin which is murkov, it is combined from some matter. Mashein kein harotsin the mitzvahs, as opposed to the rotsin of mitzvahs, who rotsin sheeinei murkov, that's a rotsin which is not a combined rotsin, but rather that is a rotsin atzmi, which is higher than any aspect mixed in into it. It's just pure rotsin. It's not murkav. It's not made up with nothing else. Rotsin the mitzvahs, because the rotsin for mitzvahs, Ubasiya bepoyel davke, the rotsin of mitzvahs, Shem's will to do the mitzvahs is the actual practical doing of the mitzvahs. Ki haasiya bepoyel begashmis, because when we talk about the practical doing the mitzvahs physically, eina be'erech klal, is not compared at all to the Hashem's Rotzen. It's a totally distant, it is totally removed from the spiritual Rotzen in the practical doing. Ubemela, and because it is so distant, Ein Shayich Loimar, so it doesn't really fit to say Shaharotzein Islabish Behamaise, that Hashem's will dressed up in the action. When we talk about the Eibishter's Rotzin as it dresses up in Torah, over there we say that Rotzin dresses up in Chochmah, in the Chochmah of Torah. But because the Chochmah, the level of that Giluyim, has a somewhat of a relationship to the Rotzin, so that we can say that Hashem's Rotzin dresses up in Chochmah. But when we talk about Maisa, we talk about the act of mitzvahs, it doesn't fit to say that the Rotzin dressed up in action. When you say that one thing dresses up in the other, it means that there is a relationship between them. It dresses up in something. Ki inyan ha-hislapshus hu bedavar shebe'erech davke, because the idea of hislapshus, of dressing up, is only in an item which has a relationship. Velochein. And that's why. So what is the Rotzin? Shebemaisen, the Rotzin of the Eibishter, that is in the action, the physical Maisa HaMitzvahs, Rotzin she'enoi melubosh ve'enoi murkav b'shum dovor, it's a desire which isn't dressed up and it's not combined with nothing else. Because there is nothing really that is in the level of dressing it up. It's not dressed up in anything. It just comes out in Maisa B'Poil. Now, not only is the Rotzin of Mitzvahs a higher level of Rotzin, a Rotzin Shein and Murkov, which is higher than the level of Rotzin, which is in Torah, but actually through the act of Mitzvahs, we actually also increase and elevate the level of our understanding in Torah. So the mitzvahs add to the Havonas HaTorah, to understanding of Torah. They add to the Torah. Not only do the Maisa mitzvahs have an advantage because they have the expression of the Rotzin HaElyon, which is not Murkov as opposed to Torah, but they, on the top of that, they also help Torah. By day, Maisa HaMitzvahs, through the act of mitzvahs, mitoysef aliyah, gam b'havone v'hasoga, the Torah, also in the understanding and the grasp of Torah. So he quotes the Pasuk, explains, it says, Tuv tam v'das lamdeni. So we're talking about the well, good understanding, reasoning, and knowledge, teach me. So we're talking about Hasoga and Chochmas HaTorah, Tuv Tam Vodas, good reasoning and good learning, Lamdeni, and he gives the reason, Ki B'mitzvah Yisecha He'emonti, because in your mitzvahs, I believe. Not only does he do mitzvahs, the mitzvahs help him to become Tuv Tam Vodas, because mitzvah, but hemanti, he does the mitzvahs in a way of emuna, of total dedication, that adds to the tam vadas lamdeni to daliday kiyum hamitzvahs, through the performance of the mitzvahs, which is b'mitzvah secho your mitzvahs, ubeferat. And especially kishakiyum hamitzvahs who loy mitzad hatam v'hakavon. Especially when the performance of the mitzvahs is not based on the reason and the intent. Verak mitzad emunah pshuta, only because the simple faith. So he does mitzvahs not for any intention or reason, but it is done out of simple faith, which is he'emonti, the mitzvahs help you get a better understanding in Torah, magim letuv tam vadas shebetorah. That's how you reach the good, the reason, and the knowledge of Torah. Ches. So now we're also going to go back to explain the pasuk, how the different levels of Gan Eden are only the preparation for the level of La'asid Lava, in which there was going to be the Pshitus, the Ein Sof, the Sevim Kol Almim. And the way that we get the level of Gan Eden, we get through the level of Torah. The Torah we learn here, that's the revelation that comes down, the Eir HaMemali that comes in Gan Eden. But the level of mitzvahs we just explained, which is the Ratzon HaPashut, that Gilui comes La'asid Lava. And to go from the level of Memale, from the level of Gan Eden, to come to the level of Soiviv, Hore B'Somim, you need Berach Doini. So, which means to run, this is a total jump. So, and this is the meaning of Ayeshev, is Beganim. sits in the Ganim, which is the level of Malchus, which shines and comes down in the Gan Eden, El Gan Eden Atachten, and then we say, Brach Doidi, my Doidi, my beloved, runs Al Hore Besomim, on the mountain of Besomim. Or his Rebbe is going to touch also from Hore Bashamayim into the level of Sevukov. In the Yudua, for behold, it's known, Shahagilu Shebegan Eden, who be Iker. Zeshem is Galilahanishomais. What is the revelation? What is the enjoyment? What is the revelation that takes place in Gan Eden? So mainly is that it's revealed Lahanishomais to the souls that are in Gan Eden. Happening is Velakushal Hatoyra Shalom Dulamata, the inner and the godliness of the Torah that they learn below. So below we learn the Torah. And when they come in Gan Eden, they experience the inner and the godliness of the Torah they learn. Mashen ken hagilu de'erin sof shenim shachal de'amitzvus, as opposed to the revelation of de'erin sof, the mitzvahs that bring down. So what the Torah that you learn, the pnimis elokus, you get in Gan Eden. But what about the revelation of de'erin sof that comes through mitzvahs? That's mainly going to be revealed in the future to come. As we say, the schar mitzvahs b'hay al-moleko, the reward for mitzvahs in this world doesn't exist, which would mean even in Gan Eden you don't have the reward of the mitzvahs, the hamshocha, that you bring down through the mitzvahs, the sevim kol almin. You don't have that in Gan Eden either. Gan Eden you only have the level of Torah, the Pnimis Elikus, which is all in the level of Memaluklam, because in the future, Sha'oz, in the future, Yu Hagilu, the Eid HaSevev, then there will be the revelation of the light of Sevev. The Eid Lemaila Yasin, and even higher than Sevev, in Hayas of Sheyiyah, Gilu HaAtzmas, there will be the revelation of the Atzmas. It's called in the pasuk Brach Doidi al Hore Besomim. So he recites, it's called Hore Bashamayim. Even in the Shamayim, these are Horim. Hainu Horim Shabishamayim. That means the, it brings down from the Medrash Rabbah, that the Taich over there is, it's the mountains in Shemayim. What is Shemayim? Shemayim, hey, makifim kol olmim. Shemayim are to surround all the world. V'horim sheba Shemayim. What is the mountain of sheba Shemayim? Shagam b'Shemayim. Hem horim b'ultim. That even in the Shemayim, they're still considered protruding. Mountains, that's even a higher level than Sevev. That represents the level of Atzmos. That's the idea of revelation of Atzmus, which is even higher than Sevev. So of this we say, run on this mountain, or the Hori Bashamayim, and these mountains on this high level, because when we try to compare the revelation of Memale, which we get in Gan Eden, which the Yeshav is Baganim, if you want to measure it relative to the revelation of the Shamayim, which is comes Brach Doidi, the Shamayim Losi Lovi, Umikoshkin, Legabe Gilu Hasmusen, for sure, if it's more than just the Shamayim, but it's the Hori Bashamayim, which is the level of Atzmus within the Shamayim, the higher level in Shamayim itself. So that's really, there's no comparison at all. He says, so when we say there's no comparison at all, this, we're also saying that when we talk about Atzmus, even Sevev is Ein Arech. And the Gabe Ha'atzmus, the Hore Bashamayim, Gam HaSevev Hu Ein Arich. Even the level of Sevev Klalm is no comparison at all, Kamisha Kosu. As the Pasuk says like this, it says, Rabbis Osiso, you have done many. The Rabbis means, it's all Asiya. And he touches out whether it's Nifla Isecho, that is the level of the Giluyim of Sevev, or it's the level of Machshav Isecho, which is the Giluyim of Mamale Eilenu, that's all to us, but Eilecho Eina Reichelecho, relative to Eilecho, to the Atzmos, there's still no comparison. So he touches. Rabbis, many osiso hem klolus kol giluim. That's the general of all giluim, the many of both sevev mamale of sevev mamale shenikro rabbis. That's called rabbis. Al derech mashekosu bezoyhar, similar to what the Zohar says, my rabbis gidoylis iloin v'rabrivim. It is upper and big, many. Gdoilos irabis, gdoilos Elohim v'rabrivim. Zoymer, and the pasuk says here, therefore, rabbis, all these levels, rabbis osiso, it's all asiya, the chol hagiluyim, that all of these revelations, im heyoysom rabbis, even though they are many. What does it mean? Elohim v'rabrivin, higher and many. Hem kimoy asi l'gabe Yisborech. L'gabe Yisborech. L'gabe Eberster, rabbis asiso, it's only asiyah. L'gabe Hashem, l'gabe him, Yisborech, it's all asiso. Mapshah, because the pasuk continues, Niflo Yisecho, Machshav Yisecho. So Niflo Yisecho, Heim HaGiluyim de Sevev. Niflo Yisecho is the Giluyim of Sevev, which is the level of Pele, the wonders, which is Shalomayla Mehishtalshlus, that represents Sevev Klav. Machshav Yisecho, Heim HaGiluyim de Male, that's the revelation of Male, Ba'imer. And he says, "Kol hagilui, the niflo isecho, machshav isecho, hurak elenu." That the entire revelation of niflo isecho, machshav isecho, which is sevev malei, it's only elenu, it's only for the people. Abu lugabe yisborech or lugabe the creations, but relative to Hashem, heim ein arich. There's no ein arich elecho. V'ham shochosom. How do you bring it down? Is agido ve'adabedo, the pasuk says, "Erech agido ve'adabedo, hagodo ve'dibur hu in hamshocha." That's the idea of speaking and saying, which is the law of hamshocha. Ma'atzmus erisof. How does it come down? He al yidei ribu tzimtzumim otzmu mesaper. As the pasuk says there. There's more than you can count. There's infinite levels of tzimtzumim. So basically, relative to Atzmus, everything is Ein Aruch, including Sevev Klal. So Mekivon, Shahasevev and Mekolshkin HaAtzmus Hem Domaila Megili. Since the Sevev, and certainly the Atzmus is beyond revelation. Lachain. So that's why we need to have first Gan Eden. Lachain hagilu shelahem la'osid lovei. How is their revelation in the future to come? Hu al yidei kedimas oir hamemale. That's by first introducing. First, we have the level of memale shemeir beGan Eden. That shines in Gan Eden. Shinyone de'er ha'mamali hu gilui. The idea of ha'mamali is gilui. That's revealed in Gan Eden. And once we start with revelation, we have revelation. That's why it's tafkir through Gan Eden, so the revelation, Gam Hoin Yonim Shebetzad Atzmom, Hei Megeder Helam. Also, those aspects which are on their own are in a level of hidden, Nim Shochim Begilui, they come down openly. So, it turns out that the lower level of Gan Eden prepares us for the higher level of Lasid Lavoi, which is going to be the revelation of Sevev and Atzmus. And what happens is that the higher level of Atzmus is really in the Maisa HaMitzvus. That's why that's revealed in Dafke Lo'osid Lavoi Mashenki, in the Gilui of Torah, which is Giluim, that comes in Gan Eden. He's going to explain now that while the elevation of the Maisa HaMitzvus takes place through Torah, through the Gan Eden prepares for the Hamshachas HaAtzmus, but that way they also end up on a higher level. So the Gan Eden ends up on the higher level through preparing for Lashon Lavoi. Let's look inside. Yesh Laishu Bazeh. We can add in here Shu Al Derech HaYedua, similar to what's known by Pirush in the explanation when we say Chaverim Makshivim Lekoilach, the friends listen to your voice. Who are these Chaverim? Those are the angels. In one shot, Chaverim Hei Malachi Hashoris, and they are the angels. But in one shot is what means Hei Makshivim Lekoilach. They pay attention to your voice, Lekoilah Torah V'atfilah di Yisrael, to the voice of Torah and Davening of Ayid. Why do they pay attention to do what with that? Hugashmi, since the voice and the speech of a person is physical, in order for the davening, the learning of the davening of the person should elevate physical Torah and tefillah. How to elevate above? Turns out that the angels, they refine. They refine the Torah too. As the Zohar Allah says, the gofif lohoinu, menashik lohoin, they hug them and they kiss them, they take the words of Torah, they elevate it from their physical stance and they make them spiritual to elevate. But then the malachim who help the Torah, then they benefit from the Torah that they had helped elevate. Through the fact that the angels elevate the letters of Torah and Tefillah of the Yidden, Pirushanal, which is the above mentioned explanation, Makshivim Lekoilach, that we said before, Makshivim Lekoilach, that they help the Gofim from Manashiklon, they make the physicality and the Torah mitzvahs spiritually. Hine b'schar zeh, we have the second interpretation. Hey, makshivim lekoilach. They listen to your voice, they receive the higher level that the Yidden have in their Torah mitzvahs. Hey, mekablim ma'oishis ha-Torah v'ha-Tfilah di Yisroel. They receive from the letters of Torah and Tefillah of the Yid. Sheheim Nailim Harbe Yoser Mehamalochim, which are much greater than the Malochim. Va'ad Li'ilui Shebe'ein Aroich, until it is a incomparable elevation. So, we see first the Malochim help the Torah of the Yidden go up, and then they receive from the Torah Makshivim Mekoilach to an infinitely greater level than the Malachim himself. Al derech zehu gam b'inyan hagiluim d'losid lovei. Similar, it's also with the revelations that will be in the future. although they're much elevated, greater, infinitely, incomparably greater than the Galuyim of Gan Eden,
since
the Giluyim of the future is the light which comes through the physical doing of the mitzvah that's in this physical world, can't take it directly from this world to Lasid Lovei, because still at the end of the day, while it does have the Oir Shevim inside of the mitzvahs that were Mamshich, but it's still physical Dvarim, so you need Lachen Tzvichim Hemli Yizdachich, so therefore they need to refine Al Yidei She'olim LeGan Eden by going up to Gan Eden. The Gan Eden Humezuchach V'Tachlis, the Gan Eden is totally refined. So when the Torah mitzvahs go up to Gan Eden, they get refined over there because it's totally refined. Because in Gan Eden there is no allowance for any sins. Kedua hatam lezesh Adam Arishon nigrash meGan Eden, as known, the reason why was Adam Arishon chased out of Gan Eden. Ki Gan Eden ainu sevu metzias achet, because the Gan Eden doesn't tolerate the existence of sin. Since Adam Arishon sinned, they chased them out, so that means it's a refined place. But now, after you go up to Gan Eden, but still, even after the Torah mitzvahs go up, or the mitzvahs that go up, the Gashmi Zikim mitzvahs, and there in this Dach in Gan Eden, in the Etzem HaMitzvah Eine Meir Begilui V'Rakar B'Vat. So the mitzvah itself, which is the Eir HaSevev, that doesn't shine openly, only Har B'Vat the Eir HaMalah V'Al Yidei Zem. But through this Kivon Shin Yone the Eir HaMalah Gilui, through the level of the Erev Malach Gan Eden, which is the idea of bringing things down revealed, that in the future will bring about a Gilui the Etzem HaMitzvah, the Gilui of the Mitzvah itself, Ulamayla Yoiser, and even higher, not only Seve, but Hori Bashamayim, the Mountain Shemayim, which is the Gilui of Pshita Sa'atzmus, the revelation of the simplicity of Atmos itself. Okay.